Kimball Arts Center Director Robin Marouche, Board Chairman Matt Mullen, and Buzz Strasser, who's chairman of the Project Landmark Committee, unveiled the new design, saying they're excited and think the community will be too. A formal application was submitted to the Park City Planning Department Monday morning. Mullen says the new 15,000-square-foot addition will be three stories, topping out at 46 feet tall, well under the HCB zone limit of 48 feet. Gone are the twisting railed timbers that reach some 80 feet above grade, being replaced by a jutted angular corner made out of board-formed concrete.
This is not a modification of the old design. This is not some improvement or change or whatever. Well, it is an improvement, I guess. It's just we took that design and absolutely threw it away. It's completely dead and gone, and we have no basis from that design in this design.
Strasser says in addition to the expansion, the Kimball plans to move all of its education and studio functions off-site to a location yet to be determined. This, he says, will allow for better parking, accessibility, and flexibility to grow the education component.
Well, we always wanted to stay downtown. The board, that was not a mandate from the board because we explored a lot of different options, but the obvious place we wanted to house our exhibitions, our administrative functions, was downtown. So it kind of morphed into, let's look at what other opportunities there were, and moving the education part off-site was a good one.
Mullen says that the Danish architecture firm Bjarke Ingels Group, known as BIG, took the scrapping of its award-winning design in stride.
They liked their design. They were proud of it. They didn't want to hear that it wasn't popular, but they're fully on board with this. I mean, it's an interesting phone call to call somebody up and say, yes, I know your design has won a bunch of awards, but, and they said, great, no problem. We'd love to design a building in Park City. We really like your area. We like the Kimball Arts Center, and tell us what to do, and we'll do it.
Marouche says she's confident the new design can be approved and is hopeful that that can be done within 90 days. Mullen says the original historic building will stay. The addition, however, will be indicative of today.
You can't add to a historic building and make it look like the historic building you're adding on to. So no matter what you do when you're adding on to a historic structure, it's got to have a look in and of its own time. And therefore, this design actually meets federal preservation standards.
Strasser says the expansion will include larger administrative offices, greatly expanded storage and support areas, and a 7,000-square-foot children's discovery center.
Like an interactive center, and also have a flexible space there for education on this site. So you can quite imagine that the kids could come in, visit the exhibitions, and then go down with one of our teachers and work on a project equal to the exhibition, let's say. That's a great part of this building, and I'm very excited about that.
As soon as they have an approval, since it can be done on the staff level and doesn't need to go to Planning Commission, Marouche says she'll kick off a capital campaign. Right now, there are no price estimates, but it will likely run into several million. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.